This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Leviathan.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Big boy.
Yeah, I don't always want to hit the Latin names, but this one, it is important that I do, because it is Grampus Immanus.
Mm-hmm.
So Grampus, hi Grampus.
It all. Hi there.
Yeah.
I'm a gigantic mammal. And I'm a prospector.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So Grampus is a cetacean of the dolphin family. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't realize
that. They're the grandfathers of the sea.
Yeah.
That's why they're always taking quarters out of from behind your ear.
Yep.
And then stuffing each other's blowholes with them to kill.
Yep.
So that's how they murder each other. That's how dolphin assassinations happen.
Mm, yeah. And instead of ambergris, they have Werther's Originals.
Ah, ambergris, so gross.
Yeah.
Like, Werther's Originals, hey, not so great. But like, right. Ambergris, yeah. Way worse than Werther's Original.
Yeah, it is a perennially upsetting concept, ambergris.
The word seems like it might be kind of like a nice thing.
Yeah, well, it's all Frenched up.
Yeah, and then in fact, it is actually foul.
Yeah.
And then baleens, like, there's a lot of gross things about whales.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're neat.
Oh, absolutely.
But also, they're disgusting.
In terms of the substances in and around them, I'm not that big of a fan, actually.
The waxy substance that coats the sperm whale?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No.
I don't need a waxy substance.
I guess what I'm saying is that Dishonored had it right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. The outsider was wrong. Yeah, like, essentially torture them while they're alive because the pain makes their magic whale jizz much more potent or what have you.
I guess, like, maybe. I don't know. I feel a little bit squeamish about making that joke, but...
I'm against the killing of real-life whales. I just think that, like, all these things that are gross about them are mostly gross when they're harvested.
Yes.
Like... a whale just out in the ocean, like, hey, it's a whale. And then you go into some seaside Airbnb and they have a baleen hanging from the wall. And then it's like, oh,
Well, I mean, that's where Venetian blinds come from. All of those are slats.
Baleens.
Yeah. It's all baleens that have been, hung out and dried.
No, I've always thought those were like, you know, not very classy. And now I know why.
Yeah.
Well, and that's also why they smell like rotting fish.
Yeah. It's a crime against nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down with baleens. Up with leviathans.
Up with leviathans. These are good boys.
I'm all right with this big boy.
Yeah.
I was talking about it yesterday, not on podcast, so I had to mention it here.
Okay.
There's a lesser work of David Bowie from his 80s period. He has a song called Dancing with the Big Boys. And it popped into my head. I hadn't thought about it in a long time. And it popped into my head yesterday. I think it's the funniest. I was thinking about it when reading this entry. I think it's the funniest David Bowie song. Because the lyrics, there's a part where he's like, your family is a football team. And then the background vocal goes, big boys. It's so good. And I kept, when I was reading this, I was just like, Leviathan is a large carnivorous whale whose family is a football team. Big boy.
Oh man, cocaine.
Yeah, it was a dark time from a boy. But yeah, this guy is definitely dancing with the big boys.
Oh, for sure. So not quite as big as a blue whale. However, it is still gigantic.
Still eat smaller whales.
Yes,
it's still like whaleception.
Right. It is. So we see him instead of having. Like a dagger or a banana for scale, we see him in the illustration going after a squid. But the problem is, squids can be of various sizes. Notably, they can be either giant or colossal. I don't know. So then we go down and we see, okay, we have the size comparison chart here. And what it makes it look like is we just see the fin reaching over to like console the dude. Just like, you know, I say, like, hey, man, you tried your best. Yeah.
It's like, I've been through this too when Martha left.
Oh. It doesn't mean she never loved you.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It just means she doesn't love you anymore.
Exactly. So. These things can mimic the calls of other whales to trap them in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just trick them into getting into their mouth.
I love that.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
And then there's also, my favorite thing about this is, like, of course there's a debate about its intelligence because it's the Shadowrun monster manual. Mm-hmm. And it talks about their whale games that they play.
Oh, of course.
And there's two whale games that are mentioned. One of which is balancing floating logs on their back, which I think is kind of, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. That could be a whale game. I could see how that's fun. Who amongst us has not taken a broom and balanced it for a moment?
Of course. You know? Yeah.
The second game, though, is draping fronds of seaweed over their heads.
I'm a pretty lady.
That's exactly what it has to be, right? Yeah. Like they're dressing up as girl, like it's like Bugs Bunny. Uh-huh. Like they're going to strap a bunch of dynamite themselves and get the whale Elmer Fudd to like yep. Elmer Flood to get blown up.
That's a very ineffective way to take somebody out. What you described was cross-dressing whale suicide bombers.
Yeah, man.
that's kind of badass. Okay. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.